With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana's Little Shell Tribe is closer than it's ever been to becoming recognized by the federal government following a vote in the U.S. Senate Thursday. Montana Senators Steve Daines and John Tester recently nestled the Little Shell's recognition as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, an annual military funding package the Senate passed Thursday. On a press call shortly after the vote, Democratic Senator Tester said he's pushed for the tribe's recognition since his first years in Congress.
I fought hard to get Senate leadership to include our bill in the NDAA, and when Senator McConnell told us he'd allow if Senator Daines got first billing, look, we'll get her done. I was all for it.
Federal recognition would establish a government-to-government relationship between the United States and the tribe, allow the Little Shell to access federal funding for health care, education, and economic development, and secure 200 acres as a tribal land base. The tribe is headquartered in Great Falls and counts 5,400 members. The Little Shell first petitioned the federal government for recognition under the Indian Reorganization Act in 1934. They later sought recognition through the Bureau of Indian Affairs beginning in 1978. That process is ongoing. Republican Senator Steve Daines says recognition processes have changed at the expense of the tribe.
This has been an injustice for the people of Little Shell. This is bureaucrats moving the goalposts. It's a process that's broken on tribal recognition. And I'm just proud that we have a united Montana delegation here. It's a historic day.
Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte introduced a standalone recognition bill that the U.S. House passed in March. The House and Senate bills still need to be reconciled, but Tester and Daines are both optimistic that the Little Shell's bill will land on President Trump's desk next month. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.